Anke Herman back again for another Daily Spark of Inspiration. The other day I read a Facebook post from somebody I know who's starting to build her business, and she says, and I'm going to read it out, I know I need to market my business online, but God, I hate all that tech stuff. Maybe I should just get a 25-year-old to do it all for me. And it made me giggle to start with. But then I thought, it's not the first time that I hear that. Oops, that was the door. There are a lot of people who struggle with the tech side of getting their business online. And it's, if you know a little bit about me, you know, like I used to be a software developer. So the whole tech area hasn't been difficult for me. It's something that I have an understanding for, and I love all that stuff. And so it's just something that's come easy, but I know that a lot of people are struggling now. And actually, I kept thinking about it, and so I ended up writing a fairly lengthy article, and I put the link in the text to it, pretty much addressing every aspect of that claim of frustration. And in this spark, I just want to point out one of, I think, the most important part. And that's, what's there to hate about technology? It's a piece of equipment, it's a piece of software. It's basically, it's tools to help you get stuff done. How can you hate a tool? Or do you hate the sense of overwhelm when there's so many options and you don't even know where to start? Do you hate the sense of incompetence when you kind of try and learn the stuff and feel that you don't really get it? Do you hate that feeling of sinking in quicksand when you sort of just get your head around one thing and then all of a sudden three others open up and you feel like you kind of start all over again? So, and where does that feeling of frustration or overwhelm, where does that come from? If it came from technology itself, then everybody would hate it. And I don't. I love the stuff. And lots of people love it. So what if it came from you thinking you should actually know more about it? From you thinking you should be able to learn this faster and easier? For you thinking you should be further ahead in your business than you are? And what if none of the shoulds were actually true? See you tomorrow.